Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Zayin, page 94. Okay, we are getting to a lot of very important halacha lemaisa today. Here we go. Siv Zayin says, Afal Pisha Aser Lo Litom Kodem Kiddush. Even though it is aser to taste anything before Kiddush. We said, as we learned earlier on, even water is aser to drink before Kiddush. Im Tom, if one made a mistake and ate or drank before Kiddush Mikadosh, it does not ruin your Kiddush. It doesn't uproot the Kiddush as one day holds like that in the Gemara. But we pass in Lamaisa Im Tom Mikadosh, even though someone ate already. But the Evan, he goes ahead and still makes Kiddush, and he is going to be Yotze with that Kiddush. Now, the question is, let's say he has a whole Suda. Only at the end of the Suda, though, he realizes not make Kiddush. So he has to make Kiddush. The question is, does he have to eat more food after the Kiddush in order for it to be Kiddush B'makom Suda? As we learned yesterday, remember the 2 days that we held, when one has the Suda on Erev Shabbos, that was the 2 days you have to eat more. But over there, according to the Mandamer that says that you don't have to eat more, Kal V'chomer over here where it's on Shabbos, you not have to eat more, you're Yotze with the Kiddush. But even according to the Mandamer yesterday, that said that you're not going to be Yotze with the Kiddush from the Suda that you ate Friday afternoon, that was, as the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, Sikon Lam and Beis, that's because the Suda was in Chol. That was because the Suda was only during the week. It wasn't on Shabbos. Mashma from over there, we can medayik from over there in Sikon Lam and Beis, that you'd be Yotze over here with the Kiddush that you said after the Suda. It'll be Kiddush B'makom Suda on the Suda that you ate already before. And that's Halach Levaisa. If one eats the Suda and then realizes and says Kiddush, he says Kiddush. Afterwards, it will be Yotze, the Chavasi would not have to eat more after that. Points out the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Lam and Zayin, in Tam Kaddish. Umashma beposkim, the bottle end of Sifkat Lam and Zayin, by deposing Lam Dakla Tima Balma. It's not only tasting, so you still should say Kiddush afterwards. Ela Filu Abar Vachal Vishasa. Even if you ate. And you drink gankein tzarech lekadosh achar kach, you always have to eat. You always have to make kiddush afterwards. Even if you had a suda shlema, you would still make kiddush afterwards. That's how we paskin. Halach lemaisa. Okay? Fine. Moving on to Sif Ches. Says the Mechaber over here, Sif Ches. Im lo kiddush belayla. If one does not make kiddush Friday night, he forgets altogether. Not only does he forget at the end of the suda, he forgets altogether, or he's ones. And he was unable to make kiddush Friday night. Let's say he was sick, he went to sleep on a summer Shabbos, 7 o'clock at night because he wasn't feeling well. He wakes up the next morning. So he totally missed Kiddush Friday night. Even if he did it on purpose also, he did not say Kiddush Friday night. Yesh lo tashlumen l'machar machar kol yom. You could do tashlumen on Friday night Kiddush, and you can make Kiddush all day long. Okay? What is this? What would you say in this Kiddush? The Omer Kola Kiddush Olayla, you say the same Nusach of the Kiddush at nighttime on Shabbos day. Milvad v'yichul, except for Yichul, you don't say v'yichul, v'yichul is only a Friday night thing. Everything else, from the Brei Brei Agav and through the Mekadosh Shabbos, that all you say, that all Chelek of a Kiddush, you are going to say Shabbos morning before the Suda, and you'll be Yotze the Friday night Kiddush. Now, we call this Tashlumen. Right? We call this Tashlumen, sounds like Tashlumen by Tfilah. You miss Mincha, you could have 2 bars, miss Marim 2 Shacharises. We all know that halacha. That's what it sounds like over here. But it is different than the din of Tfilah. Because even though, as Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol points out in Dibor Mascha L'Machar, U'Poter B'Za'af Kiddush Yom, by making this Kiddush of Friday night Shabbos day, you also will be Yotze your Shabbos day Kiddush. Okay, so that's similar. Yeah, but it's different over here is over there, you end up doing 2 Shmoneh Esreis, right? You do 1 for, the first one say for Shacharis, and the second one we make up for Marv. Over here, you don't say 2 Kiddushes. You only go ahead and say 1 Kiddush, and with that, you are poter both Kiddushes. Okay, that's what would be halach lemaisa over here. That's what the din is over here. You only say 1 Kiddush, and you're poter b'za'af Kiddush, you only be poter also the daytime Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sikon la'mechas yesh lo tashlumen pashut davin and she gankei makom suda k'mo b'layla. Obviously, you need Kiddush b'makom suda. Okay, so therefore, that is what you, yeah. Now, what does it mean, kol yom, at what point? Let's say he was also sick, he woke up Shabbos morning sick, and he only gets, they're feeling a little bit better towards the late afternoon, until what point can he say Kiddush? Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sifkatun Lamites, kol yom ad bein hashmoshos. until Beit HaShemashos, until Shkia, he can still say Kiddush. Ube Beit HaShemashos, once Shkia comes and it's between Beit Shkia and says Kol Chavi during the Beit HaShemashos, Mitzadi da Prima Gadim, Di Yomar Nusach Shal Kiddush, Bli Askar Shema Malchus, B'sicha B'chasima, you'll say the Nusach of Kiddush, but you'll leave out the Baruch Atah, at the beginning of the Baruch Atah, Hashem, at the end, you leave out Shem Hashem over there from the Bracha because it's a Suffolk Bracha. You'll still say the Nusach of Kiddush because it's Suffolk Daraisa. There's some Suffolk on the Kiddush. We'll say the Kiddush, but you'll leave out the Baruch Atah Hashem. You'll leave out Shem Hashem at the beginning and the end in order for not to get into a Suffolk Bracha Luvatala. And that's what it is. This is a prima gadim l'shitaso in general. If you've not done a mitzvah all day long and you have the whole day to do the mitzvah, you've not done it until shkia, generally we hold you do the mitzvah, but in terms of the bracha, we say something bracha sahakal, you don't actually say the bracha. Okay, so that's what's going on over here in terms of tashlumin legabe kiddush. I think a lot of people didn't know that. That's what happens if one does not say kiddush Friday night. Whether bein b'shogi bein b'mezid, he says the Friday night kiddush Shabbos day. That's the nuchel he says, and he's yotzi that way. Now, Sif Tes is a short one, but a lot to talk about. We mentioned this in the last couple of days shiur, this idea of covering the challahs. Here's what we get over here also. Says the Mechaber over here, quoting from Atosos, and the other Rishonim, Sarach Shetiei Mapa al Shulchan Tachas Apas, Umapa Cheres Prusa al Gabav. You need one cloth. Okay, you need one covering on top of the shulchan, on the table, underneath the bread, and you need another one, a prusal gabav, you need another one on top of the bread. Okay, you need a double covering, one beneath and one below. So starting off, just to explain, as you might be thinking, who puts a tablecloth, who puts a challah cover underneath the challahs? It already points out in the Sefer Radiance of Shabbos, Sefer Radiance of Shabbos, page 41, he writes that the tablecloth on the table, or even the challah board, will serve as this mapa tachta. Will serve as this mapa tachta. Okay? But what do you need all this for? So there are a number of reasons I mentioned to you before why we have this din of the map. Okay? What's the reason why we cover the challahs? So, says over here, Sivkata Memav, Al Gabav. Okay, this is specifically talking about more the one on top. The one underneath is really going to be according to the second reason we're going to bring down over here. B'tur b'shem Yerushalmi. The Torah is quoting already Yerushalmi talks about covering the challahs. Shelo yireh apas boshto. In order the bread does not see his embarrassment. She'ein zeh she'ein mekachin alav el olayayim. Because we don't mekadesh on the bread, rather we choose to mekadesh on the wine. Who yeshlo don't get him b'shar mekomos. Even though bread usually comes before wine in other places, hamotzi comes before brei bregaf. We all have heard this reason, and therefore we learned this of Musar Askel. You have to be careful with the bezayin of the bread. Obviously, the bread doesn't have feelings. Even with domain things, we learn this from Parsha Shavua. In the last couple of verses, we see over here when we learn hakaras atov from Moshe Rabbeinu. What do we see? That he wouldn't hit the mama by the makos. We see that he wasn't hit the ground because he was saved by the ground. And the water also, he doesn't hit the water because he was saved by the water. Okay? Well, the water has feelings. The ground has feelings. No! If we are compassionate, even to things that are domain, that are not alive, so kavachomer, what we come to, and kavachomer, we need to be careful with living people. Okay, so too over here, if we have to be careful with the embarrassment of the bread, okay, who cares if the bread's going to be embarrassed? Yes, the bread is going to be embarrassed, and therefore we have to be worried about other people's beers, kal v'chomer. Okay, so that's the first reason brought there. Ulefi zeh, he says, mikadosh ala pas, that's going to be one afkin, and we'll soon see, if you're mikadosh on bread, like we saw before, you could do kiddush on bread, if you're mikadosh ala pas, ain't sarich lechasos ala mapa. You do not have to cover the bread according to this reason. Aval, but there's another reason brought down. Litam achesh shekatav ator. The Torah brings a second reason. Shu zecher laman. It's zecher to the man sheyamunach bekufsa. It was keilo put in a kufsa, a box. Tal lamalo v'talamata. You had to do on top and you had to do underneath. Okay, so therefore you could that's what you have to go ahead and do. You have to cover the top and you have to cover the bottom. That's the second reason brought over here. According to this, as we saw over here, that is only going to tell you that you need to do this when, and this is even going to be when you're Mekadesh Ala Pas. Okay, so those are the first two reasons brought down over here. But we mentioned even a third reason why we go ahead and cover the bread. And that we mentioned earlier on, and it's brought down over here by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol and Dira Masa Shalo Yira. Okay, he brings down over here, second line. He says, "Lutam de tesi sudasa be yikra de shabasa," that we should bring the suuda by the yikra de shab by Shabbos Kodesh. Yesh the chasas kol machalim. We'll get to that. And that's the third reason that we mentioned earlier on. We saw it earlier on in the Mishnah Berurah mentioned in Sif Katan Tezvav that we cover the pras is in order that we show that the suuda is coming because of the kiddush hayom. So we have three reasons why we go ahead and cover the pras once again. So we don't see it's boshes. So we don't see the boshes. That's number one. Number two is that it's munach bekusa. It's got the tal lamala and the tal lamata. And the third reason that it's tradata suda the Shabbos malchusa, the yikra the Shabbos malchusa. Okay, so those are all reasons that are brought down over here. Okay, so those three reasons are brought down in the postgame, and let's talk out all the nafkaminas between it because there are many nafkaminas. Number one is, until when do you have to cover the bread? Okay, until when do you have to have the bread covered? According to the reason of Boshes Bepas, obviously, once you're done with Kiddush, you can now take off the challah covering. Once you've done that with the Kiddush, you take off the challah covering, okay? You only need it through the Kiddush. But according to the reason of the Mon, there's no reason to take it off after Kiddush. It's not a din in the Kiddush, it's a din in the Hamotzi. So you keep it covered also during Hamotzi, you keep the challahs covered. Okay? According to the third reason also, right after Kiddush, you can go ahead and uncover because it's showing now the Suda is coming. So that is one Nafkamin. Second Nafkamin is mentioned by Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Sol, Dibur Masel Shalo Yireh. Look it over here inside Moreno Rabbeinu. Says over here, L'tayma de zecher l'man day l'chasos l'chamish. U'l'tama de Yerushalmi yesh l'chasos kol mine dog. Okay? U'l'tama. Okay, ulatam, the tasty dos yakal shabbos, yes the chasos kol amachalim. The question over here is, what needs to be covered? According to the first reason that it is boshes to the pass, let's start with the mon. According to the reason, second reason, according to the mon reason, that's only by lechem mishnah. The lechem mishnah represents the mon. The only thing that needs to be covered is the two chalas that you're gonna be botzea on. Okay, according to the first reason, the Yerushalmi Yesh Boses Lepas, that by Kadima and Brachos, maybe we don't know this, not only Amotzi comes before Borei Pri HaGafen, but also Mizonos goes before Borei Pri HaGafen. So therefore, the time of the Yerushalmi Yesh Lechazos Kol Minei Dogon, any Mizonos products, they all have to be covered, not just the two challahs before, not just the two challahs you make Kiddush, so therefore in a Kiddush, you're making kiddush and shul, and you have not, oh, you're not making, let's say you don't even have challahs, but you have crackers, and you have cake, and you have cookies. Those need to be covered according to this, during kiddush, according to the reason of boshes bepas. And according to the third reason that Rav Nevin Sol brings down, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned it, sikom tezvav, it's not good enough to even have the mezonos. You need everything covered, because you're showing that the whole suda is coming because of kiddush. You have the lechasos kol amachalim over here. Okay? That's what he says over here. He does bring down b'shem or shomo zalman the times of shayach rak b'sudas alayla, that this reason is only shayach by the suda at night, but that's not so punch it either. Okay? So that's two nafkamina. A third nafkamina is suda shlishis. Do you need a challah covering at suda shlishis? There's no kiddush at suda shlishis. So according to the time of boshes, there's no real reason to have a challah covering at suda shlishis. But according to the reason of the mon, and once again, the show that the suda is coming because of the kiddush, once again, if it applies by there, so over here, once again, according to the one, sorry, according to the mon, you have to have a covered suda shlishis. According to the third reason, there's no kiddush over here either, so it doesn't really matter to cover the challahs. Okay? So therefore, okay, that's the third. Fourth nafkamina. What type of cloth are you supposed to use when you're using? Liptam the mon, the post can bring down, there's an Indian daf to use. A white tablecloth, because similar to the one was like more see-through, was light colored. Therefore, you should not use a white tablecloth. That is brought down according to some poskim. The other reason, maybe it's even better not to, could be according to the mon, you should also have a see-through tablecloth dafka. Okay, it's not a cloth, covering the chalas. That was similar to the mon, you could see through it. Okay, that's not necessary, but according to the other reasons, perhaps a see-through challah cover would not be good enough. But that even Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that even for the reason of the boshes, it's good enough to even have a see-through tablecloth. Once it's covered, it's kilu that it's not really there. Okay, fine. And the fifth nafkamina, what we mentioned early on already, if you're Mekadish on the pas, according to the reason of Boshes, there's no reason to cover it. According to the reason of the mon, there would still be a core reason to go ahead and cover it. So halacha lemaisa, what do we do? So it's tov lahachmer for sure, for Boshes and mon, one lechora should be machmer. Both reasons are brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah, lechora. And therefore, it's good to cover the chalas. Bishas bracha. It's good to cover them, meaning even not only after kiddush, but even after kiddush, even when you're making a motzi to have them covered. Maureen Rabbi Rodevitz tells Zeri Makban on this. He has his challah cover wrapped around his two challah rolls when he is making a motzi, and it's also good to cover even mizonos products. Okay, and therefore it's also good for suda shlishos. And if you have a white tablecloth, that is even all the better. Okay? However, if your parents do not do this, or you see people not doing this, and they're only makbid for the reason of boshes, there is what to rely on. They are doing something, just covering it during Shas Kiddush. Well, the third reason, the big nafkamina, when it comes to the third reason that we talked about already, is not bringing any food to the table, and even lechatchila, not even having the bread on the table, Rav Nevenzel says. Better, the covering is just a b'diavad. Okay, if you want to have the bread on the table, so you should cover it. He says, better not even to bring the bread on the table. That's what he brings down. B'shem the gro. Dibur ha-machzul, tachas ha-pas. In Moreno, Rabbeinu Nevitzel. Dibur ha-machzul, tachas ha-pas. He says, la gro, ein la-havit ha-pas al-shuchel. If they kiddush, don't bring the pas. And the Nevitzel holds all foods. Don't bring bita to the table for kiddush. Moreno, Rabbeinu Nevitzel is very, very makbid on that. However, if you want to know why most people do bring it, because there is seem to be a minhag that people do have the chalas on the table. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan Os Kaveis, he says there's an Indian dafka, they have the chalas dafka on the table, and it's for a part of Kavod Shabbos, and that's the minhag Rova Olam, to have the chalas on the table, B'shas Kiddush, and therefore both minhagim are fine. The Gra, if one follows the Gra, not to bring on the table like Maureen of Rabbi and Rav Nevenzel, or they follow like the Aruch HaShulchan, which seems to be more of the minhag Olam, to have it on the table. But there is an inyan, as I said, to have the challah covered also b'shas hamotzi, and even at the other sudas, there is an inyan to have the challahs go ahead and be covered. Also, that's what comes out over here. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel says it's good enough to have, let's say, big challahs. You don't have to have all the challahs covered. It's good enough to both the robe of the challah will be covered. That would be good enough. Now I just want to know, it's a little bit late, but I just want to read through Siv Yud over here, and we'll get to Aruz Vezrat Hashem next time. Says the Mechaber, Siv Yud, Mekadish ala kos mala yain. You should Mekadish on a kos that's full with wine. A full kos, shalo yei pugum, and the kos should not be pugum. Pugum means that it was drunk from already, meaning the wine already was drunk from in this kos, and now you're just using leftover wine, that's considered a kos pugum, you should not use that. The tone, komasha tone, kosu, birkas amazon, hilchos, birkas amazon. We learn all the things that you need in a kos. Shtifa, vahadacha, you have to rinse out the kos before, make sure that it's clean. V'chulei, v'chulei, we'll talk about it, Bezrat Hashem. V'omer, v'yichulu mu'umat. You should say the chelik of kiddush of yichulu standing up. Once again, it's like edus of Shemaim standing up. V'achar al-kach, omer, b'rei priya gafen, v'achar kach kiddush, then you say b'rei priya gafen, then you say the nusach of kiddush. Says the Ramah. One could stand for Kiddush, the Yoter Tov Leishev, but it's preferable to sit down for Kiddush, the Noagim Leishev, those who have the minhag to sit down, Af B'Shas Shomer Vayichulu, even at the time of Vayichulu, they go ahead and sit down, Rak Shematchila Omdin Ktsas Chvod Hashem, they do a little bit, Kavod Hashem, Vayir Voker Yom HaShishi, Rosh Tevas Yudke Vovke, they stand up with the Kavod Hashem, Ki Matchilim Yom HaShishi, Vayichulu HaShemayim V'Nirmez Hashem B'Rosh Tevas. Uchashematcha, when he starts the Kiddush, Yitin Einav B'Neiros, he should look at the candles. Ubashasa Kiddush, Bekoshal Bracha, when he's saying actually Kiddush, should be looking at the coast, at the wine. V'chein Nera Li, Ayin Elsim, Kuf Pei Gimel, Siv Dalad, Ad Kan, for today we'll get through our eyes next time.